Hey there, cats, kittens. My name's Mike Coughlin. I'm walking my doggy here because I haven't seen him in a week. And it's been so lonely because I've been in northern Minnesota, as we referenced in the last podcast there, people. I just think I just said there on accident, like unironically, which is kind of disconcerting because it's one of those things that I noticed a lot more up in the far north woods there. Like, I'm in northern fucking Minnesota, right? My family, they're all South Dakota, Minnesota types, and we're all the fuck all way up there. Like, we're like 20 miles from fucking Fargo and all this shit, right? And I'm hearing everybody talk, and my cousin's husband, whatever that makes him to me, dude, fucking family member, I don't know. You never really think about that, do you? Nobody ever really thinks about their family just being whores. Or, like, maybe you might think that. You wouldn't really think about what that means. Like, oh, that's just a nice normal one. It's like, hey, fuck her in the ass when they tied her to a tree. Like, what the fuck? Oh, he's just a cool, he's just a really, really calm, cool, like, farmer dude. He uses a corn cob to double stuff her. Ah. It's like, oh. Sleepy. But he was talking, and he's got a very, I want to say, you can notice the accent if you're really listening for it. Actually, I mean, I guess if you're not listening for it, you probably, but, you know, just sitting around, there's a lot of, oh, yeah, there then, and, you know, I was going over there, and, you know, we were going over to the pizza there, and all this is just drop all these extra theirs there, and I'm just like, huh, and like, I just did one. It's kind of weird to be walking out at night, and I'm not getting eaten by 5,000 fucking bugs. Or maybe I am, and I'm now impervious to the pain. That might be a thing. Bug bites? Maybe they're a more recent phenomena. Ooh, that's a good one. Maybe bug bites weren't really ever historically a big deal. Because, like, early in the season, you would get, like, bit by the bug of the season, right? Because everybody did back then. Because everybody's just fucking walking around outside and, like, their one pair of leather overalls for their life. And so everybody's walking around and they're getting bit, but like you get bit up and then you got like the antivenom for it. I don't really know if there is such a thing for mosquito bites, but there could be. So yeah, and nowadays we're also, you know, pampered with our off spray and our big flaming tiki torches that we line the beach with, and then we get the cops called on us. I'm just kidding. There is no black people in northern Minnesota. Just none. I mean, which is not to say that it's, this is one of the issues. I notice this a lot. In places like Minnesota and South Dakota, which is my big frame of reference, Iowa not as much really. Iowa doesn't have like a real, like they don't have a deep Indian, like a Native American, Indian American history culture thing in Iowa. Now, like the Dakotas have a lot of it. Like, oh, I mean, it's a really, really Indian heavy. And same with Minnesota, especially up north. Just everything up there has an Indian name, all the lakes, all the stuff. And there's kind of this weirdness. And it's really kind of interesting to see, now that I ramble on about all this, but it's kind of cool to see how we do have borders, obviously. We're fighting over them. But even if you get like to Minnesota, there are these kind of peoples that just kind of go back and forth. Even if it's not like the actual physical people do, the kind of Indian culture, the way that like the northern white people, if you will, Europeans, have to kind of address native culture. Like it's an issue that like nobody in, I don't know. I was going to say Florida. I guess they got some. Okay, America's fucked up a lot of Indians. But it just seems like the regular people, like people in Arkansas, haven't really seen a lot of Native Americans. Even in like California, they don't really see a lot. Or if they do, they don't notice it because, you know, other places are a little more diverse or whatever. But in the Dakota areas, it stands out more. And it almost kind of forces people to be more in tune with racism than elsewhere. because you have to say to yourself, is one of the reasons I don't like this person because of the race. When you see a lot of people of all different kinds of races, you can hate all kinds of people. You just go, you know, I just hate everybody. And it's true. But then you realize, like, oh, no, wait. If this was like the, if New York City looked exactly like this, except for everybody was white, except for this one dude insulting me, he was always Indian, would I then have a problem with him? Remember, if you're a white person in South Dakota, every single racial minority that has ever done anything negative to you, and let's face it, it happens because people are people. And I'm talking to somebody like, you know, they cut you off in traffic or they took your parking spot or whatever. Like, every single one of them has always been of the same race. You don't get to even it out amongst all of humanity. My point being is that the people of the Dakotas and all that, they're actually pretty fucking racist. They really are. But it's kind of interesting to see the culture. But my point with the borders is, it's kind of the same attitude Canada has that. And then you get down south and you kind of get this Texas, Mexico, and it's the same deal where, yes, again, there's a border there, and there's always going to be a border. Even if we have an open border, there's going to be some side of border. Like, there's going to be one side of the, there's going to be one side where you can rape freely and one side where you can't. Because it'll be too expensive to get the abortion, or I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, gosh, Supreme Court joke. You know, they're not all winners, people, all right? My dog shits in these people. Don't. No, but like, did you see like how the people act? I don't care about governments. If you're in San Antonio, there's this kind of, you know, all the white people. Yes, they're all white, and honestly, they're like up in northern Minnesota and the Dakotas. They're all white, and they're also all very Republican white. You know, you think of these people, and these are deep red areas. And yet, they do have an astonishing amount of integrated cultures. This could be, not like, this could be some sort of appropriation and all that stuff, and this is systemic racism, or whatever. Maybe it is. Maybe this just makes me a big racist. That might be the case. If it is true, that's really depressing. I would hope that wouldn't be the case, because I don't want to, like, realize I'm a racist right now. Like, nobody wants to be walking through suburban Chicago with their puggle and go, oh, fuck me, I am a racist. I can't process that. I'm not equipped to figure out all the ins and outs on a Monday night as I'm high and the sun is setting and my puggle's peeing on a bush. No, he's just sniffing it. And all of a sudden I go, fuck me, I do think I am superior just due to my genetic makeup. I mean, they're not really human. We did evolve from them, right? They are close. They are the first humans, right? They're closer to monkey, right? They look, I mean, I don't want to say anything, but, huh, that's a, whew. And I thought I was looking around for the neighbor. I thought the neighbor was going to be catching my dog shit in his yard. I thought that's why I was looking around. Turns out it's just because I'm afraid he's a black guy and he's going to kill me. Okay, actually, I said that a little too loud, so we're going to dial it back now. But yeah, it's kind of neat. Like, you get, again, you go way up north and Minnesota, it's a very, you know, that's an Indian name, and Dakotas are. And you see so much of this native kind of thing, and everybody really does live a, again, those people live a lot closer life to the original settlers and all that. Like, all this lake living and all that. I know, Mike, you were on a lake. I know I was, but even if you go into the cities and stuff, there's a very, like the Twin Cities, go to Minneapolis, there's a very strong outdoors feel to that place. You don't get that in New York City. Like, there's nothing in New York City that tells you that, collectively, we all really have to go on our fucking kayaks. There's nothing. Minnesota, there is. There's a fuck ton in Minnesota. Like, everything in Minnesota says, let's go skiing. It just does. Like in Colorado, everything just says, actually, that says, let's go skiing. In California, it's let's go surfing or whatever. Yeah, we all got our things. Point being, it's really cool. And I like that. You know, California's like that too. Think about California. Very Pacific Islander feel. What are they doing? They're going fucking surfing, man. Look, that's all I really got for, what the fuck do people in the Pacific Islands, what do they really do? They're in a fucking tropical paradise. I'm sure they murdered and slaughtered and raped like the rest of us do. It seems to be one of the constants in life. There are no oppressed peoples. There's just oppression. Next on the news, Mike Channels is a teenager. I've got a lot of angst about my daddy and the way he treated my mom. Come on, dog. We're going this way. I don't know what the fuck that is. We're halfway there, buddy. Where was I? Sure it was something good. Yeah, top of the lake. It was really cool. I like the way it's integrated. And you kind of get this feeling. Like, this is how you should live life. There's nothing wrong necessarily with where I live, where I grew up. Everything's kind of neat and different. I was talking to my brother, and we were talking about like traveling more or whatever. And we're really high. We're like, I want to do this. Oh, that's where I got sidetracked when I pretended to be racist. A wink. Pretended. I don't really know which way that wink goes, by the way. You know, we were talking about going to Canada, and we're like, oh, we should go to Europe. I'm like, I don't know. When I'm in France, like, French Mike is different. He's like, what do you mean? I don't understand. I'm like, I don't know who I'd be around other people in France. It's a really weird one for me. And I'm realizing, like, we all kind of got that, I guess. Fuck, I had something good before that. I spent so much time spitting out those fucking words. Damn thoughts are too damn awesome. They cannot be contained. I had a good trip, though. Yeah. We have a new nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I'm just going to go back to the shit, something else, until I get my memory back. Some dude who, you know, he went to Yale and he taught at Harvard and all this shit. I am wearing a Yale t-shirt right now. Because I went there once. I might go back. Yeah, that's a bunny rabbit. Or a tozai in Cantonese, which means little rabbit. That's where people I know things. I like knowing that maybe there's one or two people out there who have never really met me, but who've listened to my shows long enough, and they're like, are you talking about like the Conger? Who've been with me on a journey from college, essentially, until... like, I'm basically in my midlife. There is somebody that has followed my life. Because I've pretty much just been living this thing as a fucking reality show, I've realized. It's just, I always think of it that way. And now I'm going, oh, wait, I really am. And I'm amping it up now. It's like, I think I'm, like, acting things out for another arc. It's going to require me to stop eating fucking ice cream, though. That's for sure. But yeah. I don't know. I don't care. You know? I know.
I know, Sam. There's a person here.
But yeah, you know, it's got the usual credentials and whatnot. And, come on, Sam. And he'll go through. I think he will. I think that there's going to be some issues probably with the liberal Republican Snow and what's-her-face fucking whatever, the two women. Fine, you know, you're going to lose one or two there, maybe. You get it. It's good for the party's image to look moderate or something. I don't know. But there's no fucking way that, like Joe Manchin, he ain't fucking holding on, man. I don't know how the fuck he's a senator anyways, but there's no way he can resist that pressure. Although, think about it. The fucking pro-life pressure almost put a pedophile as a senator. I mean, for fuck's sake. Anyways, Oh, yeah, I want to say, though, I actually really like Joe Manchin. I hope he sticks around. He's one of my favorite senators. I've genuinely thought about writing him and saying, I want to do something to help you become president. He just seems like this, and maybe I'm getting taken by some centrist Democrat guy here, and some part of me by my brain goes, I want something like that. That'd be kind of cool. Wouldn't it be like, huh? And it's like, Mike, are you a fool? Have you been watching too much West Wing? No, it's been more the one with the Veep. It's important to take breaks, to be comfortable in the silence. If you can't do that, you can't trust yourself. It means you're not trusting the audience to follow you. Of course, I don't really ever take a break, which I don't know if it says more about me or you. It says more about me because there probably is no you. Huh. You would think that with the structure of the world as it is and all of our dark fears, maybe that's one. All worried about Facebook or the government or somebody like seeing all of our private shit, right? But we're all putting it on computers. not just that, we're putting it on the internet. Remember, they're not able to hack your shit unless it's on the internet. All you have to do is just remove internet access from your fucking computer and it's safe. For all the high-tech security and all this stuff, like, you just don't have internet. You just turn off the, you take out the router or whatever. Like, if there's no way to get an input into it, your shit is safe. Now, no, yes, you're limited. You can't do certain things. I get that. But if you just want privacy, you can still have privacy in the world. We want a little more convenience, and we are entitled to have convenient privacy as well. Like, I'm not saying anybody has a right to do this, but okay, it's not totally impossible. But we're all putting stuff on the internet, though. I'm doing all these podcasts, and I don't know who's ever listening to this, but some part of my brain is like, one person will listen to it, right? It's on the internet. Aren't we all afraid that somebody's listening in? But we're also all putting everything out there because we want someone to listen. This isn't really profound at all. Where is it? No, Mike, the answer is no. Also, you should stop thinking about buying a cabin up in northern Minnesota, given that, again, you're walking a puggle on a Monday night while wearing no underwear, a Yale t-shirt, and a San Francisco Giants pair of gym shorts and flip-flops, too. So, yeah, Supreme Court thing. We'll see. I'm very curious to see. Like, this is interesting. This here is an interesting dilemma for you. If you're on the Supreme Court. Now, you got the... let's just say that they're going to now have five justices who would say, who if presented with the question, is there a right to an abortion, would say no. Now, I'm not saying that you have five justices that would say that there is no right to an abortion. I should say this. The justices are not saying that there's no, you can't have the right to it. They're saying it's like you don't have to. Point is that it could be regulated state level. We'll just go with that for right now. Okay, there's five of them. We know it's going to come. And, you know, on some level, the argument really comes down to, I guess it could be true strict federalists, which would be interesting to see if a guy does rule that way and then does rule extremely in favor of states' rights, which, again, although a lot of that stuff overlapping. But yeah, like, do you have a moral imperative to end it as fast as possible? Like, normally, with something controversial, you're like, you don't want to just be like, he gets confirmed, and 3 days later, all right, ladies, let's close up shop. We're taking care of business now. Like, usually they'll be like, they signal to this, and they wait like 5 or 10 years, because they want to make it look like it's gradual or some shit, right? Like, all the gay rights, like, everything takes a couple of years, 5, 10 years. I mean, the fucking Supreme Court's lazy as shit, right? And they like to pretend like they're these old people steering the boat. You might call them captains. I just call them an asshole doing a weird accent. Whatever. It's just giving me more of a shit show. That's all it is, man. I think what's going to happen, I think we're coming up on a next gigantic period of total and insane prosperity and peace. And here's my theory. Donald Trump's actually doing shit that works. I don't defend all of his, like, whatever. I'm just talking, like, the tax cuts. The economy is growing. Maybe this is not fucking it up. Whatever. Say the economy is booming. Because there are zero signs of it slowing down. Like, shit's, like, lots of, like, people are slowing around. Because I think that everybody's been a little resistant. Even your most big supporters, like, on the right, like, for the most part, everybody's been a little bit like, I don't really know how this one works. Like, we all believe, like, everybody's got their theories on how the world works and how much the bully pulpit matters and doesn't matter what happens, this and that. It's like, and Trump's just really putting it to the test. I think that's Trump's thing. I think that's his thing. He finds something that people avoid and he says, well, fuck it, that must be the thing. He's probably right. Maybe that's his instinct. He sure is fun to analyze. If you're not afraid for your liberty and race and blah, blah, I know. Like, we've heard it, people. We've heard you. At this point, we just don't really care. Like, if you're whining, if you're saying this stuff, we're like, geez, man, this is really bad. And if you keep whining, we're like, geez, Louise. But if you're never actually going to, like, fight, you're just like, oh, you're just going to annoy me a lot. Like, it's fucking in. I'll just put on, I have, like, 39 seasons of Breaking Bad, the second Better Call Saul and all this stuff to watch. Like, I'll find something to do. I'm getting isolated. And he's like, who needs friends? I got, yeah, I can find people to be exactly who I want to be. Whatever. Don't give peace a chance. Let's go to war. Yeah, but no, my theory being that if the economy's going well and things internationally, I don't know everybody's afraid of big wars breaking out, but look at it this way. If Trump does go to war, like, we're going to win. At least, like, we've got enough firepower that if he starts war, we definitely end it if we want to. And that'll probably be good for us. Like, countries that win wars always do well. It's kind of a good thing. Maybe we should start some more. I mean, we gotta be starting for some fucking reason, right? How crazy, man. We just start fucking wars. Like, we just came up with, like, a term. Like, all right, this is more than just, like, when Bob killed John over there. It's like, yeah, I know. It's like, no, there's a lot of us. Like, it's more than just a battle. It's more than a skirmish. Like, what, a war. What is that? It's just when everyone fights. What do you mean everyone? I mean literally everyone. Everybody on this side and everybody on this side. What's that? Imaginary line right here. Sometimes it's a river. Or a mountain. Probably not a mountain. You're not climbing over mountains. Anyway, and they're all going to fight and they're all going to kill each other. And we're just going to be like, okay. And not that we treat it like it's normal. Like, it is still war. We all talk about war. But it's like, we haven't figured out a way to just... We have not, as a species, figured out a way from trying to kill each other en masse to settle disagreement. Like, forget about tariffs and all this shit. Like, we have not figured out a better way than this. Well, fuck you, I'm going to kill you. And maybe there is no better way. Maybe that's the lesson that we all should all learn. And when we explore the stars, we should take that lesson and note it. So that when we come upon another life, we understand and realize that life is beautiful and precious, but it is also dangerous. And it is dangerous because it is precious. And that which is precious must always be preserved. And to preserve things requires strength. And strength can always be misused, even on accident. And that makes it dangerous. We must have strength to have peace. We must have peace to have strength. We have no peace. We are not strong. We are out of control. We are madness. And after the Trump term is over, the madness will be gone. The economy will be booming and those good feelings will happen. Somebody's going to reconcile this country. Some weird thing's going to happen. And we're all going to be happy and the economy's going to be good. And we're going to carry this fucking boom, man. I think we're going to do it. I think we're so fucking close to really getting past that point where, like, we can even fuck things up. It's coming, man. The future is coming, man. The future is fucking now, man. But what's not now is the next episode. That one's coming later. But until that time does come, I remain your humble host, Mike Coffin, for MMA and Stuff, the only part of this website that I care about. That's not true. I care about all of them. Saying to one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.